As the states along the Gulf of Mexico struggle with the effects of the oil spill, they're facing a new challenge, a mountain of waste from the cleanup. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, waste companies are involved in handling everything from the oil sucked out of the Gulf to contaminated clothing.
BP says the oil floating in the Gulf belongs to BP, and the company is trying to salvage whatever it can. Experts say that oil pumped from close to the source can be sent to refineries and turned into petroleum products, but most of the oil is too weathered to be reused. Veerd Koops, chair of the Spill Response Group Holland, says you can tell just by looking at aerial footage of the spill.
We call it chocolate mousse because the red-brown color. And the red-brown color happens when oil picks up more than 60% water.
Spill Response Group Holland has just flown in special equipment known as sweeping arms that can suck up 92,000 gallons an hour. That's much more than the skimmers that had been in use. The mix of oil and water that is gathered by skimmers then follows a long journey through the complex world of waste processing. BP's Tracy Dyer says the company sends the mix by barge to shore, where they process it before handing it off to commercial waste companies.
We dewater it as well. So we take the water phase off and send that to a commercial disposal facility that can manage that waste.
Some of the oil that is separated out might be usable as fuel for ships or to make asphalt. BP says it has sucked up about 14 million gallons of oily water. The water portion of that is considered contaminated and has to be handled with care. Much of it will end up at commercial waste collection facilities across the region, like River Birch Landfill in Avondale, Louisiana. Vic Culpepper is technical director there.
If it's water contaminated with hydrocarbons, we would send it to our Class 1 non-hazardous injection well.
River Birch constructed these injection wells to store the waste generated from the oil industry on a routine basis. The company pumps the contaminated water to a sand layer 7,000 feet below the surface.
It's a porous sand layer. It has liquids in the interstices of the pores, but it's a sand layer.
Now, if River Birch receives solid waste, say contaminated soil, that has to be handled differently. They add an agent to solidify any liquids, and it is put into a special landfill. The same goes for any other solids, according to Rodney Mallett of Louisiana's Department of Environmental Quality.
Contaminated rags, gloves, all the disposable personal protective equipment is classified as a solid waste, and it goes to the Type 1 DEQ-permitted landfill that has the double liner and the leachate collection system,
which helps keep any runoff out of the groundwater. Even though the spill is already generating huge amounts of waste, Rodney Mallett isn't worried about finding space for it all.
We have a lot of landfill space that we, believe me, when you live right here on the Gulf Coast and you have hurricanes like we have had recently, we understand landfill space as well as anyone.
The waste disposal problem is generating business for a whole host of companies, for oil recyclers, commercial landfills, and waste management folks. All of them are answerable to a network of federal, state, and local regulators who are working overtime trying to inspect all of this stuff and make sure it's being handled properly. Sam Phillips with Louisiana's Department of Environmental Quality says he's already calculating his tab.
Any hour that I spend working on this, we have a separate billing system. And we are going to bill BP for our hourly rate as well at DEQ.
So the spill will generate another kind of waste, a pile of billable receipts for BP. Larry Abramson, NPR News.